Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
So London Pulse have signed a 3-year, 6-figure partnership deal with Atlantic House Investments. So Beth, this is obviously fantastic news for London Pulse, isn't it?
Yeah, not just for London Pulse, but also getting netball sponsorship out there in the media is fantastic. And when you've seen people post about it and talk about it on social media, you can clearly see the netball family and the netball supporters getting behind this, because all it takes is for one team to really lead the way, and it's fantastic. However they got the sponsorship, it's fantastic to see. And let's hope that this attracts other businesses to get involved into the other franchises in the future.
Totally. So tell us, what do you know about the deal itself then?
So as you said, it seems to be a 3-year deal, six-figure partnership, which is fantastic. I think the only time that's ever been six figures has been something to do with England Netball, not specifically to the franchises. And as we discussed last time when we were looking at the cancelled debate on Sky Sports, this is the sort of thing that we need. This is the sort of thing the Super League needs to really build that profile. And you can, and hopefully we'll be able to see in the coming months exactly how that investment, how that partnership is going to come through, and how they're going to activate it, how they're going to showcase netball through this. It's just fantastic to see a company of that stature supporting our girls and supporting our sport and supporting the growth of what netball can do.
100%. And we've seen other clubs in the Super League, you know, a lot of clubs are struggling through the pandemic. They're losing all of their revenue, essentially. So they're turning to fans and trying to raise revenue that way. So do you think that this will possibly lead the way for other clubs to possibly raise revenue in the same way that London Pulse have been?
Yes, I do hope so. You've seen some of the clubs have worked extremely hard. I think the one that shines out probably is Mavericks, with the stuff that they've been doing for fundraising. Obviously, they've been trying to raise £50,000 to keep that club going. And some of their players have done some fantastic content to keep things going as well. And this is unfortunately how it's kind of the way that we're living, is that the clubs are having to be seen as a business. And hopefully all the clubs can see that this is an opportunity to kind of also work collaboratively and to help each other out. And this is what England Netball should be doing with the franchises as well. Give people advice, work together, because if they haven't got a team to play against, then it's not going to build. So this is an opportunity for the front runners and innovators within England Netball and within the franchises to work collaboratively across the board, to give each other advice and to see how they can all work to be able to gain the additional revenue that each club needs. I thought it's fantastic that Sam Bird and obviously her team have obviously worked extremely hard. You can see with the recent announcements with who their coaching staff are going to be this week, you can see that they're really trying to put their stamp and take things forward and be a force to be reckoned with in the Super League this year. And that's not just on the pitch, it's clearly off the pitch as well. They want to make sure they are sustainable for the future, and that's how every Super League franchise needs to be thinking at this moment in time.
Definitely. It's really interesting you mention, you know, the club needs to run like a business. I think a lot of people would totally agree with that, and that's the way to sustain the club. And they've also said that they want to get rid of the salary cap, meaning that players are offered a genuine career and they actually can be full-time professionals. They don't have to go and work part-time or anything else like that. So it definitely is changing the landscape of the game in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that would be the ideal dream. We've obviously seen that happen with our England Roses over the past 5 years, and it's great. And obviously, when back, you know, if you look back 10, 15 years ago, that sort of opportunity wasn't offered. Plus, Super League netball and professional netball wasn't even on the TV and stuff like that. So we have to really commend the hard work that has been done to get to the point that we are now. But at the same time, there's still a lot of strides that we have to make. and you can see the hunger from when some of the coaches and even the fans are striding online, knowing that there are still things that need to be done. We need to use this momentum. Yes, be grateful and be thankful for what's been done already, but we need to take netball even further and push that momentum forward and have more of a business head in mind to be able to be sustainable and to keep it going, to keep this awareness going. If we don't, if they're not run like a business and we don't get this commercial backing, we might not be able to see Super League netball on our TV screens. We might, so we need to be held not just in a business level, but also going to watch the games. We need to be going to the games, not just the England games, but the Super League games. It's all that, all will all impact the exposure of netball. So yes, that was the dream, and would be in a business sense, would be that our players will be able to be professional players for clubs as well, not just for their international leagues. There is some way to go in that, but that is obviously what we want to be working towards to create a sustainable business and a sustainable sport.
Oh, definitely. And the thing is, it's kind of crazy that we're talking about this, really, because you look at the league in Australia, you know, majority of the players, if not all of them, are professional, and they have it set up here. So it just kind of baffles me sometimes. Maybe I don't fully understand the economic side of it, but why can't the UK replicate that and do the same thing that Australia are doing, and also the Kiwis?
Yeah, exactly. I think there is an element that we shouldn't be following what's previously been done, because it also depends on how our structure is, what our economic impact is, and plus in terms of what the exposure is. Obviously, we know that Australia not always do get that attraction at Super League level, at that Premiership level, but we still don't get that yet. So we can obviously look at what's been done previously, but this is across every single sport. You need to do it based on the needs for your sport. It's all right trying to copy other models, but doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. So like Australia are doing, obviously they've changed some of the rules. That might work for Australia and how they play the game, but that might not necessarily work for us. So yes, take pointers from what other sports have done, not just what in netball, but also across other platforms, but then see how we can elevate that and take that even more forward. That's the way it's going to work, is really assess how we can do it and find those niches, find the USP of what Super League netball and England netball have here, and show that off. We want to be attracting the fans from Australia and New Zealand to watch us online as well. I mean, when netball came back up, I was watching the New Zealand netball. I'm sure you were, Sasha. I'm sure people listening to this were all, because we just wanted to watch the netball. But if it was England first, would people from across the shores be watching us?
Well,
we don't know, do we?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, the problem with netball in the UK is that it's difficult to access. The only way traditionally that you have been able to access it is through Sky Sports, which is a paid platform. So, you know, that's why it worked so well for the New Zealand league to be back, because we have Sky in the UK, Sky in New Zealand, and people could just watch the Kiwi games. But then, you know, here in Australia, you've got the app where you can watch any game, you can watch it whenever you want, you can, you know, watch it wherever you are, and that is just such a fantastic platform. And I think the UK hasn't quite replicated that yet. We did well when we got the BBC to cover the games, and, you know, at the Commonwealth Games, that was fantastic, but that was a one-off, and if that's only happening once every 4 years, frankly, it's not enough. And, you know, in order to engage more fans in the way that they are doing in other countries, you need to provide an easier platform. You know, innately humans are lazy, you need to make it easy for them, and that is really what netball needs to do, I reckon.
Definitely. Well, Tamsin Greenway actually made a very good point on the cancelled programme on Sky Sports, that are people actually watching the whole game? I mean, the way that I keep tabs of what's going on in Australia and how our girls are doing is from clips on social media. I follow the broadcasters, and that's how, but I don't tend to watch the whole game. If I like seeing some of the skills and stuff like that, that's something that we need to think about, is that it's not just about the whole games itself. I mean, what Sky and BBC have done for netball is absolutely fantastic, but it's also trying to push out other elements of content. So trying to use our athletes, and I know that Sasha and Dee Corbin have been fantastic trailblazers to do that and really create different content to get people interested in them, not just the sport, but who they are as well. So we need to be looking at other ways of showing off the content, showing off the skill and the offering that we have to build that rapport up, to build that engagement. There's so many different ways that you can put content out there now. We just have to be innovative and really think of different ways to do that. And when we do that, investment will come. And here's hoping that that's exactly how London Pulse and Athletic House Investments are going to be using their investment. It's not just going to be money coming into the club and that's it. We're actually going to see a proper partnership where both parties are really going to be utilising the awareness of what London Pulse and Netball can offer to Atlantic House Investments. So it is a really exciting time, and it's definitely shaken up the whole netball world here in England, and it's great to see. We've just got to hope that it's not the last one that we hear in the coming weeks, that there will be more investment coming in terms of sponsorship and partnerships. And here's hoping that this time has given the clubs time to reflect and England Netball time to work out how they can be supporting franchises, because we just want our girls to be back playing as they are. We want to give them the opportunities that both Australia and New Zealand offer to their players and to their international players. So fingers crossed that we'll be able to do that in the future.
Fingers crossed. Thanks very much, Beth. I hope to be speaking to you soon with another good deal.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sasha.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.